Your parents left Afghanistan in the 70s. You were born and raised in the United States, correct?
Correct.
And when did you first visit Afghanistan?
I first visited in 2002, and that was that honeymoon golden period in Afghan history, in the recent Afghan history, that is. It was a time when there was a lot of hope, there was a lot of energy for reconstruction, and there was a big presence of NATO forces and Western forces there also. So security was kind of in a golden age as well. You know, passing through the streets of Kabul, it was really interesting because there was such a dichotomy. There was rubble on one side of the street and then, you know, glass-walled buildings coming up on the other side of the street. So there was a big difference in what was happening in the past and then what, you know, what the future was going to be for the city. And, you know, you could kind of feel the energy with the people over there. The schools had reopened and the marketplaces were reopened. Traffic was horrible. There was just cars all over the place. And that actually gave you a kind of an optimistic feeling that this is, you know, normalcy is kind of seeping back into this life.
Did you have any qualms about writing a book that draws so much on Afghan history when it's not you, where you grew up? I mean, did you have any qualms that you might not hit the right tone or catch the right elements to focus on?
You know, having grown up, I had the good fortune of having a very large extended Afghan family living around me. So we were not just an island, you know, one Afghan family living in the United States. We have a lot of relatives and we really kept the culture alive within our home. We very much assimilated, my parents very much assimilated to the American culture as well. So I never felt like an outsider in the United States, but we had a lot of Afghan traditions. So our home felt very Afghan. You know, we spoke the language, we ate the foods, we followed the same traditions and customs that my parents did when they were growing up. And having an extended family around me helped to create that community atmosphere. I'm also married to my husband, who's of Afghan descent. And so now we have a combined larger family, and I think that kind of just gave me a fabric to draw on. I never felt like I was writing about a very foreign place.
Do you plan to publish The Pearl That Broke Its Shell in Afghanistan?
I don't know what's going to happen with that. It kind of depends on what the publishing world of Afghanistan wants to see. I would love to share the story with them because I would hope that for some people it would help open a few eyes and help address the situation for the women in Afghanistan. There are incredibly strong women in Afghanistan that are doing so much to champion their cause, and there are some really great organizations that are working within Afghanistan also to address the needs of the women who are less fortunate there and who are in some just terrible circumstances. But if my story can help at least share the news and share some awareness, then I would love for it to be there.
What's your next novel going to be?
My next novel is a story that's based on the plight of an Afghan family who are kind of victims of a lot of the political unrest, and the father is assassinated. And the rest of the family, the mother and her three children, they are basically forced to make their way to a better life and escape because their lives are at risk if they stay in Afghanistan. So they come from a life of relative privilege, and then they're forced to make their way across borders and trek over to Europe where they're trying to reunite with some family. The situation in Europe for immigrants is very difficult, especially for people who are passing through those borders undocumented. And the adolescent son of the family is separated from his mother and two younger siblings. And they have to then find their paths independently and hope that they can reunite at some point. And they struggle with the politics of Europe and the treatment of immigrants that are just kind of, you know, in a big flux on those borders.
You do not shy away from difficult situations.
You know, I feel like that's what's worth talking about. I love reading material of all different kinds of topics and all different genres. But when I want to talk about something, then I feel like that why not talk about something that could bring a little bit of attention to an area that we as a world, as a community, that we need to work on and think about, at least so that we can understand one another or help make some situation better.
When do you write? You have a full-time job in medicine. How do you make time to create novels?
Well, I've been really fortunate in that between my husband and I, when it came time to write, I was also expecting a child. So we decided to kind of balance, you know, work life and personal life a little bit. And I slowed down my work life to part-time, and then that allowed me some freedom to write. I'm not one of these people that can wake up at 3 a.m. before the sun comes up and have that kind of discipline. So it really helped me to kind of, you know, stretch my mind and give it a go by not having an absolute full-time job on my shoulders. At this point now, I'm really, I juggle, but I think a lot of people do that when you're faced with being a parent and working and then trying to do anything.
You've got two kids, right?
I've got two kids, yes. So we juggle things, but I think that's how, for me at least, that's how I've kept it interesting. And I've tried to help create, you know, some balance within our home life too.
Well, congratulations on this book, and good luck on the next one.
Thank you so much.